This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. San Francisco's new paid parental leave ordinance is a big success for families and their advocates. It'll go into effect in January for businesses with 50 or more employees. Smaller businesses will have an additional year to catch up. Officials say the law is primarily meant to help parents in the lowest income brackets, those who can't survive on the half salary the city currently provides. But not everyone is covered by the new policy. To qualify, you have to be working in San Francisco for at least 8 hours a week at the same place for the past 6 months. Maria Sue is the executive director of the City Department of Children, Youth, and Their Families. I sat down with her and asked first why the law is so specific about which workers it covers.
Right. So it's balancing the business need. So we want to make sure that our small businesses are going to be viable and can also survive in San Francisco. But at the same time, we want to make sure that families who choose this option to stay home and be with their babies will also have resources to help them be able to stay home. Lots and lots of research have shown that parents who stay home and have the opportunity, both moms and dads stay home and have the opportunities to bond with their babies, have just healthier and happier babies. And moms who stay home with their babies and nurse their babies have much healthier babies. And as a goal for the city, we just want all of our children to be healthy and happy and thrive. And what other way than to make sure that those first couple of weeks and months that babies get to really build that strong attachment to their parents.
This place is expensive for all of us to live in, but it seems like it's becoming even more expensive, for a business owner who runs that small business who feels like he might have to get run out of town. What are they saying and what do you say to them? Because, many are frankly saying that it's far too expensive for them to pay 45% of someone's salary when they're not working and making money for the company. And I kind of hear that part, too.
Yeah. So I do know that parents who spend time with their babies in those first couple of weeks or months come back more invigorated and actually more relaxed and be able to focus on their work because they were able to spend those very valuable moments with their babies. We also know that moms particularly, but parents feel that with the support of their employers for allowing them to do this, there's a sense of loyalty that employees have. And so as a result, they would stay longer in their job. And we know that when we have really great employees that stay in their jobs for a longer time, we benefit from their expertise and benefit from their skills. So a lot of small businesses or businesses in general would not have to retrain and go through the hiring process, which of course is very expensive. So in the long run, we truly believe that this allows businesses to retain high quality employees and to keep their costs down.
Mm-hmm. What stories are you hearing from parents that you come in contact with at the San Francisco Department of Children, Youth, and their families, the folks who don't get 6 weeks of fully paid parental leave?
Well, we work primarily with nonprofit agencies that provide services to children and families. And so anecdotal stories that we're hearing of families who don't have the opportunity to take these benefits are families who are stressed. They have to work multiple jobs because they can't afford to take time off, or families who are worried that their employers won't allow this to happen. I think this means for us that we need to educate our families better and let them know that there is this benefit out there for them. And we need to make sure that all of our employers understand, particularly the ones, the ones who have 50 or more employees, that this is a benefit that now San Francisco is making sure that all small businesses have to adhere to.
So in the story we just heard about a family expecting their second child, there's a man who describes this pressure not to take the 6 weeks of fully paid leave that he's entitled to. He says he feels like he's abandoning his coworkers, leaving them with a lot of extra work to do. What do you think we can do to change these attitudes that still happen, that still exist about taking, you know, dad's time off, you know, like dads taking time off to be with their kids and the importance of that.
Yeah, the one thing I can say is that we as an American culture need to change that. We need to make sure that everyone understands it is their right as a parent to spend as much time as possible with their children. Because in the long run, you have healthier, happier babies if you spend those first several weeks or months with your baby to build that bond and attachment. There's been research after research after research of the importance actually of the first 3 years of life. And parents spending as much time as possible with their babies during that time. And it's just, I think it's about us making sure that everyone understands as a parent, you have that right to be with your babies and draw down this benefit.